Well, Kush Latungai Emmanuel gets us underway this morning. Push for Kush is the campaign going at the moment. Thanks for joining us there, sister. Tēnā koe.
Morena deo, tēnā morena koutou katoa.
Push for Kush, eh? Who came up with that slogan there?
Actually, yeah, it was a random young Pacifica wahine, actually, who commented on it when we first started campaigning. Initially, I wasn't a fan, Dale, because I just imagined getting pushed all over the place. But it has definitely stuck, and often I'll be in Kahungunu or somewhere random, and then someone will yell out, push for Kush, so it stays.
must be heartening that you've got this sort of support, first term, now seeking a second. Has it panned out as you might have expected? It seemed a bit of a whirlwind coming from your role hitting the union, the rugby union up on the coast, to becoming an MP. Has it fulfilled what you hoped it might?
Oh, more importantly, Dale, it's fulfilled what my supporters had hoped. You know, it's very heartening for me to hear when people saying we're so proud to have a strong advocate, because I have done what I said I would do. I traversed the electorate still, and people love hearing their voices and their stories in the House.
Tēnā koe, there's much to talk about as each party jockeys for position. But of course, you've just had the Congress. Now, for the people of Ikaroa Rāwhiti, what were some of the solid discussions that will impact their lives? You could touch on, whatever you think would be worth prioritising today. So what did you take out of the Congress? What does Ikaroa Rāwhiti get from it?
Yeah, well, people of Ikaroa Rāwhiti want to make sure that they're still being heard in every part of party business. And, of course, you would have heard the announcement about us, the extended investment in apprenticeships. And that's something that will have a direct impact on Ikaroa Rāwhiti. It's really good news for us. It's something that supports people to be able to stay in the regions. And, of course, it's something we've seen the fruits of in the past. During the recovery of Cyclone Gabrielle, it was really cool to visit Kahungunu and see that it was actually a lot of apprentices who were helping build the transitional housing to keep people in their rohe and keep people housed. So that's a very positive announcement. And of course, people are still waiting to hear what else we're going to announce, but people are very buoyed by the fact that our policies are people focused.
There's a lot of talk of emergency housing. Now, there's big references to what was going on in Rotorua. And for a time there, the government were crowing about how they've managed to get people out of motels. But when questioned specifically on where those people have gone, it's always been a sort of fudged response. Now, I'm not quite sure how emergency housing sat in your electorate, but might you give us a sort of overview of what you think has happened during this term to those who at one stage were in emergency hotel, emergency accommodation and motels and the like, please, Kushla?
Oh, every part of my electorate, Dale, has told me that not only do they know that homelessness has increased, but it's become, there's a mixture of it becoming far more visible in the streets, but then there's also plenty of stories about the unseen homeless. People like, you know, mothers with their children who are hiding it because they don't want to risk losing their children to, to care, to oranga tamariki. But yesterday when we heard the Prime Minister, you know, I think a lot of people sort of had to have a double take to say, did he really say New Zealand doesn't have night shelters? I mean, that is absolutely out of touch, Dale. How can our Prime Minister not know that these exist in our country? And then you get the outcry from people like Ahuri Mōwai and Napier who are struggling to continue their service, their much utilised service, providing emergency housing for whānau in need, and there are plenty.
Tēnā koe, the work and safety legislation, its impact on forestry in particular, bearing in mind a lot of our people are employed in that sector in your electorate. What are some of your concerns at the health and safety legislation and how it will impact Māori workers?
Well, the ultimate concern, Dale, and that this government has been told by many people from industry, from even their coalition partners. Well, the coalition partners may not have said what I'm saying, but they didn't support it. Is that the ultimate concern is that people will lose lives, and this is what I mean about people-centric policy, Dale. But they've just turned a blind ear to it. There were impassioned speeches. People are quite outraged that the loss of human life is not enough for somebody to change a policy. So yes, as we know, for example, forestry, a lot of the industries throughout Te Rapiti and Aotearoa that rely on high-skilled labour will now be at risk. But again, just not listening. This government, this is what we've seen for the last 2.5 years, is a government that just doesn't listen to the people.
And will some of our people, sadly, because of the lessening of expectations of small to medium businesses in particular, of which most in New Zealand are employees under 20 in numbers, that this is going to compromise safety on the work site even more, and particularly in one of the most dangerous industries in New Zealand, which is forestry?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the real risk here, Dale, with these changes.
The step back on the conservation legislation from Tamapōtaka, how whakaaro?
Well, what a mess. Obviously, well, it still hasn't happened, Dale, so kia tau, tātou, let's wait until we actually see the ink changed on that paper. But I think it was a really positive show of Aotearoa uniting for what matters to us, and that is the protection of our whenua. We're not saying that we, obviously we need to develop economically in this country, but that's not the way to do it. So I thought, okay, ka pai, it's good to see the backtrack. It was crazy that it was there in the first place, but I thought it was a real positive show of people speaking up and protecting our whenua.
Kusha Tungari Emmanuel is our guest on the program this morning. Now, we've heard disturbing reports of crowded ED rooms in our hospitals across the country and the tragic death of one patient, or soon-to-be patient, because he'd been 9 hours in the Waikato ED and died in the wharepaku at the ED. I mean, the thought is horrid. But that is the reality. What are you seeing in the hospitals in your electorate?
So that is the ultimate tragedy, right, Dale? That, again, this is why policy should be people-centric. And yeah, I'm hearing stories of burden throughout Te Rapiti. And like I said, sadly, what's happened in the Waikato is the ultimate tragedy and what we hope to avoid, and just sending aroha to the whānau affected, and of course the staff there affected by it. So I think meanwhile, what we saw last night was the pae ora bill, where really it's trifling with real while there's real tragedies going on across Aotearoa.
Well, at least we can be heartened that they're making English an official language.
No. This is what I mean, Dale. Meanwhile, people out there are really, are we really talking about under-agency, what actually matters and is impacting people right now in Aotearoa? And I don't even think, I mean, Aisha Verrill raised a really good point last night. It's not even long-term thinking. So it really, you get a bit of hoo-ha, to be fair, Dale, when people out there are really, really struggling and lives are literally being impacted and lost.
Politics of distraction. To the fuel and energy issue, and of course, we've still got this document that was sent to the Prime Minister's office. He's waving it away as though, oh, well, we could do better and we will do better. But there does seem to be something that would make most New Zealanders very uncomfortable about this letter of lobbying for legislative change. When you think about what happened there, what thoughts you?
Which letter are you talking about, Dave?
This is the one from Z Energy and a lobbying document against how legislation might be changed so that individuals can't take big emitters to court, as was the case with Mike Smith.
Oh, yeah, we're starting to see this is coming to light a lot more in recent days. You know, sort of, cover-ups, really, of the fact that the government have been lobbied and have actually designed legislation that seems very similar to what they were being lobbied about. So there are more and more cases seem to be coming to light, which I think is a positive, Dale. People deserve to know what's influencing government decisions. Naturally, it's concerning.
Of course, and school lunches. Now, we always knew it was going to be sloppy, didn't we, when they decided to spend just $3 on it. I don't know how many schools are rallying to the cause or cheerleaders for the $3 lunches, but if they are, we're not hearing much of them. What do you make of the school lunches, and how's the standardisation of those meals deprived many small local businesses and led to what you can only describe as unhealthy food being the norm for our kids across the country?
Yes, Dale, I've heard of some stories of schools saying, you know, no thank you, because the standard is so poor. I've heard of some schools who were donating them to food banks, and food banks rejecting them because the quality was so poor, and they just thought, you know, it's not really food. And of course, I know of Kura and smaller businesses who no longer have the contract to provide for schools of the who tamariki they knew, they know their tastes, and they were providing a better product. One thing that's, you know, come out of this being so terrible, Dale, is that it has raised the political awareness of a lot of our tamariki, because this Christopher Luxon and his out of touch government have literally climbed on the plates of our tamariki. And so it's raised political awareness in a lot of our communities in the most tragic way.
Tēnā koe. And finally, it's up to each of us to encourage those who are not on the roll. There are 40,000 in Auckland, Māori, who aren't on the roll. How are you approaching this in Ikirua? What sort of stats might you share of those eligible to be voters who aren't registered to do so, Krista? What's the story in Ikirua Rāwhiti?
I won't give you the exact stats, but I do understand that about 100,000 of us who were eligible didn't even vote last time. So you raise a good point, Dale. Of course we want everyone to vote, but the message I'm putting out wherever I go these days is, number one, whānau, make sure you're enrolled. Make sure your whānau are enrolled. And that's the approach to take, is how individual and household, you know, going and doing big rallies is one thing, but actually it takes all of us to make sure our whānau are enrolled, our friends are enrolled. And honestly, given some of the recent events with electoral roll mishaps, you got to check, even if you were enrolled, that you still are and that you're still on the roll you thought you were on.
Good catching up with you.
That's step number one.
Push for Kush is the saying in the hood. what's ahead of you this week?
So we're under urgency potentially until Saturday night. But, yeah, we seem to be moving through. There's some, like the offshore renewable energy that went through last night that we supported. I'm also going to be in Waikato for a public hui with Nanaia and Kingi Kiriona on Saturday morning whānau, and then I'll make my way back to conclude urgency here in Pōneke. But we've got some long days ahead of us, Dale.
Sure. Just give us a heads up on that panel with Nanaia and Kingi.
So public hui, just to raise awareness for whānau about things like enrolment, about things like the role potentially Kingi will play as their MP. What's it like being an MP? And, of course, to talk about some of my portfolios and, yeah, raise awareness about the election for our whānau over there in Tautoko, Kingi and Nanaia.
Tēnā koe. Good talking to you, Kush. Thanks so much for your company this morning.
Awesome, Dale. Tēnā koe. Kia ora koe. Make sure you're enrolled, whānau.
Kia ora. Push for Kush, the saying. Kia ora, Tangata Emmanuel with us today.